Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. We have an important show. Today we're going to talk about Parkinson's and really what Parkinson's isn't. So if any of you want to volunteer, that's on our chat list. Raise your hand. Roger, I see you there. So do you have a question, or if you just want to volunteer to be our guinea pig this evening, that would be great. We are simultaneously broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio with Richard over there, and he has a chat, too, if people want to ask questions. And I am over here on WebEx doing audio so you can watch what's going on. And shortly after the show, I will edit the video so that any of you who want to watch the show can go back to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and watch the entire video as well as listen to it over there on Blog Talk. And we're also going to be doing a drawing for a free software, Parkinson's Commons. We think everybody should have this software, so we thought if we'd give one away, that would start the ball rolling. So, Richard, do you have any announcements, or should we talk about our sponsor and all that?
Well, I will add in that for people who are listening over at Blog Talk Radio, and actually for the WebEx people as well, you can find everything. For if you're on Blog Talk and you want to be on WebEx and vice versa, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com and scroll down, or just click on the radio tab, and then for today, click on the happy hour tab. And there are links there on the right-hand side that will both give you a link if you want to go to the Blog Talk Radio panel and join in the chat over there, or you can call into Blog Talk at 347-850-1407, and or you can click on the WebEx link and join Sherry's party and see what we're talking about today as well.
Hey, and we are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic. I'm going to mute you, Roger. Hold on a second. We are being sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, where we have done a lot of research on Parkinson's. So we're going to bring you some of that, and it might be very surprising to some of you. But go ahead with your announcement, Richard.
This is a, not exact, well, it is a commentary, but not directly. It's more of an observation. I find this to be just stunning. This is regarding Twitter. On Twitter, Kim Kardashian, and I'm certain everybody has an idea of who she is, love or hate or whatever, Kim Kardashian has 41 million followers. President Obama's Twitter handle, POTUS, has 6.5 million. And my commentary is, really? I mean, it just blows my mind that, I mean, the White House does, and he actually posts onto Twitter. And wouldn't you think that what's happening in the government, I mean, love Obama or not, that has nothing to do with it. It's just an observation of one user kind of stay current with what's going on. Wouldn't you think, you know, I mean, Kim Kardashian has 41 million followers. That's appalling to begin with. But the fact that there's only 6.5 million following the White House is really stunning to me. As I say, it's just an observation of like, wow, I don't know, things are kind of sideways.
You think maybe celebrities are seen as more like the queen in England, and it's sort of a curiosity, and they can live vicariously? Or do you think she really has an interesting life?
Some, evidently to 41 million people, she has an interesting life. You know, it could be that, I don't know, I'd need to sit down with a sociologist and possibly an anthropologist to figure that part out, because it could be part of that the Kardashians kind of came up with social media, so they have a huge presence. And really, Obama's the first president to ever engage on Twitter and have an active, you know, action. So it's the White House or the government in general is less engaged in social media. So I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't know. You know, yeah, celebrity is unbelievable. You know, I think Lady Gaga has more followers than Kim Kardashian. So you're probably pointing a good finger there by saying, you know, is celebrity has more, you know, float or more, I don't know what that word would be, something.
Well,
stickiness?
Lady Gaga is a singer. I don't think I know anything Kim Kardashian does. What does she do? Is she an actress or something?
Well, she was her foundation was that she's actually a model by profession, but her mom, Kris Jenner, who was married to Bruce Jenner, who was the first man to ever win 5 gold medals in the Olympics, in the era, Wheaties era. George, what year was that? You're in the same vintage. Put that in chat, would you? So that's the foundation. And there's a whole other thing. There's a TV series on the OJ trials, and she was married to one of the attorneys who is part of the OJ trials. So the Kardashians have been in media for a long time, and that could be part of it. They do whatever that's called, not docudrama, real-life TV shows. I mean, the Kardashians have a whole, like, amazing franchise, because Kris Jenner, the mom, is a brilliant marketing person. So it may be that they had huge exposure.
Speaking of real-life TV shows, I want to talk about the political campaigns for a moment.
Yeah,
I said this on Sunday show, but I'm going to repeat it again because I think it needs to be said. What's happening right now with our political campaigns and the fighting and some of the very uncouth comments about people's anatomy just goes to show how bitter and involved people can be. I don't know what the results of any of the polls are today, but I think what we're seeing here is a revolution. Instead of people picking up their guns and fighting brother to brother and father to son, they are using their vote as their gun and saying, I've had enough, and I will vote in any way possible except for who's in office right now, because I've had enough. So I'm really thinking what we're seeing is a revolution. And that's my 2 cents worth, but I'm going to say something else. For most of you watching, you see us with our compatibility compass, our software, up on Amazon. And note the price. The price is $40. You can buy this compatibility software and have it for your very own. And this was okayed by Amazon at about 4 o'clock today. And we were all celebrating until we got an email from Amazon saying, now note the price, $40. They want $39.25 of the sale. So we just turned around and did something totally different. We went to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and we put on there a software download. And their perfect mate, which is Find Your Perfect Mate, which is the one that we put up on Amazon. And now we've also put up Parkinson's, because that's what we're going to be talking about this evening. So people can actually buy this Parkinson's Commons software that we're going to be using, and it's actually 15 softwares in one. So anything else Will we get started?
No, I'm excited about getting into the Parkinson's because it's so deep.
Okay, Roger had his hand up, so I'm going to open his mic and see if he wanted to volunteer or he wanted to comment. So, Roger, your mic is open. Did you want to comment or you want to volunteer?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. If you're going to do something with Parkinson's, I would like to participate because I have all of those symptoms and then some.
Okay, well, we'll go look at the symptoms. So I'm going to mute you again, and we'll be right back to you just in a few minutes. That's great, a volunteer. I have a little PowerPoint that I put together today, not much, but we're going to be using Parkinson's Commons, which is really a combination of spasticity, dystonia, methylation mapping, tetanus, tremors, radiation, inflammation, radical factors, allergies, nerve degeneration, Lyme disease, because we did a big project and we did about 60 people that had been defined as having Parkinson's. And I think out of those, maybe three had Parkinson's. So Parkinson's is a degenerative catch-all kind of disease that attacks the central nervous system. It impairs motor skills. It causes tremors. It causes you not to be able to think. Sometimes it is a problem with your tongue, getting your tongue to say what you want it to. One of the very first symptoms is the inability to turn over in bed because the stomach muscles begin to go as in get weak. And one of the things we found out here is if you will use the frequencies of a stomach muscle in a whole brain formula, and that's the research we do, it ends up being dopamine, which is one of the issues that the body can't use dopamine correctly. Now, about 6-7 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. I had a tremor in my left hand. My tongue didn't work quite right. And I've been giving myself dopamine by frequency every week and also using one of our tone boxes, the Fab Abs tone box, which has the frequencies of dopamine in it. The body is so incredibly redundant. There's other kinds of Parkinson's, dystonia, stiff man syndrome. The nerves just don't send the signals where it ought to go. One of the ones that I was surprised about is tetanus, people who've had tetanus shots. And it lays down on the little toe side of the body. And so the little toe side of your foot gets kind of numb and doesn't work quite right. And the frequency of this live tetanus shot is the same frequency as that nerve along the toe. And so you begin to have a problem with all these nerve synapses and the signaling pathways to the body. And it can be toxins, inflammation, trauma. It can be a lot of things. But surprising to me was that it has been associated with statins. You know how many millions of adults are on statins for high cholesterol? And the statins kill the ability of the muscle to do what they ought to do, and it's bringing on an absolute epidemic of Parkinson's. Well, what they're calling Parkinson's, it really is statin muscular degeneration. We're finding two common issues with Parkinson's. It's common to almost every case. COMT, which stands for catechol-O-methyltransferase. This is what helps use dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine in the body to create the pathway for dopamine to be used. And when we look at that pathway, we're able to see the serotonin, the dopamine, the norepinephrine. This is in one of our computer programs, methylation mapping. And it's inside the Parkinson's commons. The other thing that we look at is our aromic L amino acid decarboxylase also known as DOPA and tryptophan decarboxylase. This is a D sharp, and it will be low, and then the COMT is a B. It will be low in a Parkinson's voice. Dr. Mark Hyman thinks that it is toxicity, and that part of this deals with Roundup, because Roundup interferes with glutathione and taurine. So we don't really know. There's so much going on. So what we did was take this pathway of how the signals to the nerves work, and we put it in a computer program, along with things like dopamine and L-DOPA and COMT and all those things. And we can come out and look at protein that cause the muscles to deteriorate, some of the minerals that are needed, amino acids. We're looking at L-DOPA and taurine. We can look at, well, I looked at that one already. We can look at proteins, MAO, A, and B, that's in that cascade. We can look at SAMe, which is the bioavailable form of methionine. So that's the kinds of things that we're going to look at this evening. And we put together this idea of Parkinson's commons because doctors don't know what's really happening. They haven't accepted that maybe this is statin-caused or GMO-caused or allergy caused, that it's coming in and just degenerating the nerves. And the nerves are how you feed your body. So as we look at this, we're going to start with a booklet that is online under downloads. And we have three softwares on our site. NanoVoice is a personality profiler. Free software for this month is the Gray Matter of Alzheimer's. It works the same way as what we're going to be using this evening. And then radiation exposure software, that's free. We just really think the radiation exposure is important for all of you people who are on the intercepting airway of Fukushima. Okay. Somebody is saying they can't find the password for happy hour. That's weird. How are they writing to me if they aren't on it? Okay. The other thing I want to show is when you look on this radiation software, you can download Audacity, which is what we're going to be using. Audacity.sourceforge.net, and we use this to take a vocal sample, and I'm going to be putting it in the chat, so be sure and grab all of the chat before we leave today. There's specific instructions on how to take a vocal print using Audacity, and you can send us your vocal print and we'll evaluate it for you if you want. There's another program there called Abacus that helps you look at the significant values for your vocal frequencies. And then there's a textbook there, a 72-page textbook. And if you want to create your own bioacoustic center, we've even given you some marketing information so that you can help your clients interpret what you find. Oh, Richard is saying there is a new Audacity site. I should let people know that, Richard. I will put it over here so I can remember it. Can they get to it the other way?
I believe so, but they're sending people to, they've broken off, it's still an open source project, which is really powerful, but they've broken off into supporting Audacity exclusively on that audacityteam.org.
Okay, I'm going to go back just for a moment and go to radio and happy hour and look for the password. And right there it is. That's weird. I'm going to put it in chat for this person because I think they might be able to get in if they did that. Okay? So I'm going to open Audacity first, and it's very, very simple to open and to use. And in that instruction booklet, you'll see how to set up all of the parameters for what we're going to do, and I'm only going to do a couple here. We're going to look at quality at 32,000 16-bit mono. Mono. Now, some of you have been sending us stereo, and we just can't use it. We need mono. So look at devices and quality. Okay, we're going to open. Well, did Roger disappear? No, we just got so many people online. He's just way down at the end. Okay, Roger, I am going to open your microphone. And if you would just talk for 30 seconds, and you can see the time here, talk to us 30 seconds about some of your symptoms of Parkinson's. Okay?
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Some of the typical symptoms I've had are the tremors, the business with the...
Okay, stop.
And
stop.
Swallowing.
Wait a minute. My microphone just got muted for some reason. I'm going to start over here. Okay, now let's see if it'll pick you up. Go.
All right. Does that help? Can you pick me up okay now? Apparently, according. Anyway, the symptoms are typical tremors, the tongue and tasting, certain things are swallowing. Stiffness in joints is more than unbelievable at times. Don't seem to connect with any particular one thing, but the stiffness goes to the knees and all of the joints, not just one or two, several of them at the same time.
Okay, I let it go on just a little bit because I had some right here in the beginning that was too loud. When it's truncated like this at the top, then we want to get rid of it because it just causes feedback. Okay, two things. He's talking about taste and smell. We found that zinc, liquid zinc, really works for that. And the other one that we found, which is the stiffness, is usually the glycine. You can buy that at your health food store. It's trimethyl and dimethyl glycine, and this will help reestablish the suppleness to your muscles. We'd also want to run you through stiff man syndrome, which is the inability to process this trimethyl and dimethyl glycine. And one of the things that interferes with that is aspartame. They're the same frequency, and we have a lot of trouble with it. Another one is ferrochelatase, and that it's in this group. It begins to break down the ability of the body to make iron and to use that to reestablish the building blocks of the proteins of the body. It is so wonderful. We have tons of people listening to this. That's wonderful. I love spreading this information. So the first thing we want to do, and this is Roger's voice, so we can play a little bit of it so you can make sure that it is.
Can you pick me up over?
Yeah, that's too loud. I need to turn that down a little. But don't save this. Export it. We want to export it as a wave, and we're going to say Roger and Parks, and we're going to keep it in our desktop, and I'm going to put it in our waves file. Now, the little booklet that we said is available for you to download, it tells you how to set up your desktop, so all of this becomes easy for you. So you're going to save this in waves. We don't need this anymore, but I'm not going to kill it just in case. You know, we need to get rid of this, all my links I put up here for people. There's links for our tutorials. There's links for all the shortcuts, and we'll put those in for you, too, as we go along. So the next program we want to open is Abacus, and this is free for you, too, on our website under the bonus software and under the radiation software. We try to give you enough information, enough software, that you can open your own bioacoustic center. And some people are taking the 5 and 6 softwares that we provide, and they're making like $50 an hour to do this, and they're helping people at the same time. They're running these reports and showing people how to take care of their own health. You know, our health system is in such chaos. This year alone, my deductible went from $300 to $3,000. That to me is just absolutely unacceptable. But I have no choice. It's being rammed down my throat. And that's why I want to provide this to people, because it'll help them be predictive in what they see. So we're going to look at desktop, and we're going to, whoops, I think I was already on it. We're going to download the waves, and there's Roger. Just a little double click here. And it's going to bring in the frequencies of his voice, but it's going to rearrange them. It will say, well, he's got the tremors and the like. Nope, you won't ever hear what he said again unless you go back to the wave. If you try to play this, it would be very low to very high, like, that wasn't very good, but you get the point. We want him to be in this gray grid, and this is long term. And this means there's hope for backing off whatever he has. If it was way up here or way down here, we couldn't help it. This is stuff that's too high that the body's not utilizing, and this is stuff too low, the lower side of this. And you can see we've divided it into three sections, -1, -2, -3. Your Abacus online doesn't have this, but if you take any of our courses, and we did 6 months of free courses for 2 days at a time and gave people all of the software, and some people took off like wildfire, and they've got centers running in their community, and some of you are a little slow, and we're trying to help you out with some of your marketing. So we want to look at how far something is above the gray grid, and there's the problem. This is so far above that information right there is what's causing him a problem. So we're going to put information in here, Roger, and park, so we know what we're doing, and we're going to say online, and I'm going to ask the computer to pull the points. So there's little red dots here, and all of this is in the textbook, step by step by step by step. Click, and it put all those little red circles there. Now this grid is active from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second, and from your highest note to your lowest note. So I could go over here and click anywhere, and it would give me a frequency. We just overlaid the voice on top of it. So there's nothing incredibly urgent that's going on with Roger's voice, but I see a couple of things I don't like. I would like to take this little spike, and I'd like to take couple of those little spikes. So let me get rid of these little bitty things here. I'm just clicking my right mouse, and it'll say delete, and then I click my left mouse. And if I take those away, it doesn't look like I should have taken them in the first place. But see these ones that are high here? Since we've identified this as the spot that's the problem, then we want to go check these. And we have three spaces. And I think we want to take this high. And this high. What's the next one? And this one. And all I did was roll over a spot with my mouse and let go, and it expanded it. Now, this open part right here means active. But I have a problem. I have no more space. So I'm going to have to give up something. Maybe I'll give up. No, that's got a little spot. I'll give this up. And this is in your booklet, too. It tells you which one of these are priorities, so you know which ones to leave. Now, we opened this, and we had this really wide spot. There it is. Even though it's not as high as everything else, it's high. I mean, it's open, which means it's active. And we want to take this little spike. Wow, look how open that is. Anything that doesn't look like the rest of the stuff. And this one, it looks very open. When you're dealing with public software, you can only choose highs and lows. So let's see if this will allow us. Sometimes the first go-round, it will allow you to pick two lows, but sometimes it will require you to pick six highs and six lows. So this is going to be online, and I'm putting in 12-12-12 as a birthday, just to tell the computer we don't know what the birthday is. So gender, male, and we want to say tremors, stiffness. What were some of the other clues, Roger?
Had an issue with a tongue and swallowing.
Okay, swallowing. That is very common. We're going to try to get you on some liquid zinc. We've even got people smelling again, like they can smell cantaloupe. There's a couple of books out about Parkinson's that we're in, and one of the lady, she left here and went to the grocery store and ran around the fruit section smelling cantaloupe like a wild lady, and she said it was the first time she had smelled cantaloupe in years. But that's one of the things that go, and that is an indication of Lewy proteins, L-E-W-Y. So now we have all of this. Now we may have to come back and change a bit of this. I don't know. I'm going to try it. Now, here's a problem people have. They go up here and they say, save this. No. Don't save. We use a little Rubik's Cube. We see a Rubik's Cube all put together with all of its sides together as perfect health. That's an icon for us. So we use this little Rubik's Cube down here, and it will save this list of numbers. And we're going to save them in our Genesis file, because that's where we're starting, the Genesis. So use the little Rubik's Cube. The next thing I'm going to do is open the software, Parkinson's Commons. And the hard part's done. We're going to open that, go to the GNS files, and there's Roger. And you can see it's the same set of frequencies, only now we're going to look at all of these different categories. And the very first thing I do is look at genes and proteins. If there's something alike there when I hit report, that's going to tell me that it's genetic, and that's a totally different set of frequencies than if we were just doing this for nutrition. We're going to go to root cause, click report, and it's going to bring up reports telling me exactly what's going on. If you have a gene that's been activated, the proteins try to keep that gene alive and working. Look, Lyme. Could this be Lyme disease? That's some of the symptoms of Lyme, too. If it's over here in the genes and it's Lyme, and look at there, there's tetanus. Oh, but that's low, so we could forget that. glutathione peroxidase. You have one high and one low. That glutathione helps the body use sulfur. Let's go back to that map. One of the most important things that we do is run everybody through a methylation map. And if enough of you want us to provide this to the audience, let me know, because this is where you start. One is detox. Two is create energy for the body. Three is replete your DNA. Four and five are how you use your incoming resources. So you can see right here with this person, they're not able to create the energy that they need, and it's nitric oxide based. Now, how would that be nitric oxide based, and how would it relate to stiffness in the body? The capillaries in your system don't really have a wall. They have sort of an etheric wall, and it's made of nitric oxide. And if you don't have enough nitric oxide, the small capillaries in the system don't get where they're going, and you lose your hair, not only from your head but from your body. There's dysfunction in a lot of glands. Things slow down because things aren't being transported. Now, this is not yours, Roger, but we probably should fill one out for you. But looking at what's going on with the nitric oxide, what else was going on there? I forget now. Acetylcholine, now that deals with the brain and being able to bring up words. Myelin, this is the sheathing on the outside of the nerves. Myostatin, and yours is high. The higher myostatin, the weaker your muscles are. Oh, and this is what I was going to show you, the SUOX. When you have this SUOX in at a fault, and there's the glutathione, wheat really messes this up badly. So does things like B5 and trimethylfolate. But when you have this SUOX and all of these little blue boxes, that's genetic, and yours was high. And it means you're throwing off sulfur and not using it in a way that comes around and acts as cofactors to your vitamins and minerals. So you've got a trouble with fatigue, too, here with this SUOX. Did you say something?
I'm right on.
Okay, well, you didn't tell me, and I don't know you, so.
No.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, you're right on target with the fatigue symptoms also.
So we would want to look at Borrelia, Lyme. We want to look at elastin, because that can be a problem with making you not as supple and mobile as you want. The glutathione is right down there with that SUOX and the sulfur. We want to get your sulfur back into working order. And laminin, this is a lot of the scaffolding in the body that helps the body recoup. I would also run you through another program that we have called Maintenance and Repair when I see this laminin and elastin as a problem. But you can go to your health food store and you can find choline and inositol. Here's tetanus, low, we're going to ignore that. Myelin sheathing, things aren't getting nerve sheathing, it looks like. We'll go back and look at biochemistry. But I will send you these reports and an interpretation of how to look at these reports. But let's go look at some other things. So we looked at let's look at vitamins and amino acids, and let's look at biochemicals, because those are all related to what's going on. acetylcarnitine, both high. This helps the heart. I don't think acetylcarnitine is in that map. But I would be concerned about this because it feeds the heart and it feeds the muscles. And a lot of times when it's high, you don't have enough fatty acids. Cysteine high possesses antioxidant properties, but most of the time when it's high, it just doesn't have enough B12 or Castle's intrinsic factor. Now, you had the glutathione and stress. Here's the taurine. Glutathione and taurine. These are two things that have been taken out of the genetics of the plants that they're trying to make Roundup resistant. And these taken out can cause this sulfur problem. Call the office tomorrow and see if they can give you... Dale, are you on here? Dale has a really good source. I don't see him. A really good source of... sulfur. Mark wants to know if you are on statin drugs, Roger.
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been?
Not for any length of time. I've tried them some time back when I had a heart attack in the hospital. They tried giving me three different ones, and within hours I had muscle problems, and I've just rejected all of that.
Well, that is a really good clue, though, for those of you out there listening, that statin drugs really bring on these symptoms fast. Holly has her hand up. Let's see. Holly, I'm going to unmute you. Do you have a question? Holly, you're on the air. I see you trying to talk, but we cannot hear you. Okay, I hear something rattling. You want to talk now, Holly? Okay, please chat your question. I'm going to mute your microphone again. We like to keep up on the chat and see what's going on there, too. Ornithine and alpha-ketoglutaric acid, this is part of your Krebs cycle. And Roger, I wish we were doing Krebs cycle here too, because keeping this high and not usable, it's going to really cramp up your muscles and not give enough energy to your muscles because you're not getting the trash out. And if you have a bioacoustic practitioner near you, we have a secret formula that will get the pain out of your muscles, like fibromyalgia. So I don't know where you are, but let me know tomorrow. I will put my email in for you, and we'll see if we can find somebody close to you that can help. Okay, the next one that comes up, ADP. Now, that's on that Krebs cycle, too. I'm going to open that methylation mapping because you just have too much over there. So when we open this software, and we have about 110 softwares, we go to help and we look at a methylation worksheet. Now this looks complicated, but it really isn't. So we're looking at that number one, that detox, or that number two that you just saw on the other screen where you create energy. This is replete your DNA, and this is your incoming resources, and here's where we were looking at that SUOX. Okay, so over here in the Krebs cycle, the energy cycle of the body, Roger has some ADP in stress, and that, again, is showing me the Krebs cycle is an issue. Now, with statins, what statins go in, it goes in and messes up your coenzyme A, so it messes up your entire Krebs cycle, and he also had... What was the other one? Was alpha-ketoglutaric? One of these. He had another one. and then he had the ornithine here. So he doesn't have enough energy to detox. Prostaglandin E2, now that is the bad guy, and we want to get rid of that. So we want to use one of the formulas of bioacoustics to degrade this and get it out of the system. Pyruvic acid is also on that methylation worksheet right here, and that's one of the things. A lack of oxygen and a lack of pyruvate causes lactic acid to build up in the body, and that's what's happening with fibromyalgia. That and a lot of medications are laying down in the striations in the muscle. So we have a formula that will help take that away. So your pyruvic acid is probably high and not being useful. So this tells me again that your Krebs cycle is in stress. Choline. Now remember on your genetic one that you had a choline issue? Do you remember that?
Yes.
So your choline is high, and since it's water soluble, it's probably not being useful. And it works with inositol. And inositol is the same frequency as pyruvate, needed for ADP and ATP. So this choline is needed for this entire cycle. And it's needed for your brain. It's needed for your genetics. Ronald Reagan had this kind of problem with choline and inositol. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's also too high. And when you see that, it ends up causing a problem with GAD here. The glutamate, and the glutamate is what's making you stiff. This is dimethyl and trimethyl glycine and glutamate pitch hit for one another. So the very first thing, if you were here at our clinic, I would take you off of any man-made flour, breads. Do you crave breads at all, or any kind of carbohydrates like that? Noodles, cookies, cakes, crackers?
Cookies in particular.
Okay, sometimes when you're craving the bread products, you lack serine. And you can buy phosphatidyl serine, and it'll help you not crave those man-made carbohydrates or really grains. And we should run you through one of those other programs, the GAD program that we put together with all of this. And here it is, the little GAD program. Because this glutathione and hydrogenase is one of the issues that deplete this dimethyl and trimethyl glycine that feeds the muscles. A lot going on here. Vitamin C is too high. Not likely, because it's water soluble. So we need to find a way to get your vitamin C to work. Now, remember when we showed the downloads and we went to bonus? Down at the bottom, there is what I call a green sheet. And you can download that and give it to your clients, circle it. So we're going to look at those vitamins and vitamin C. It's high. It can't be high because it's water soluble. So these are the other things that it needs to be useful. So what's happening is your body's just collecting it by flavonoids, calcium, magnesium, helps metabolize folic acid, and you had that 5-methylfolate and stress, tyrosine, phenylalanine, helps absorb iron and calcium, greatest effect when taken with vitamin E, and beta-carotene. Oh, there we go again. Craving breads, serine. Serine is one of the components of how your body makes beta-carotene through cysteine that you have in stress, taurine that you have in stress, coenzyme A. It didn't show as stress yet. what's the serine, cysteine, taurine, and coenzyme A. When they come together to make bile salts, what's left over makes your beta carotene. So we know you have a little bit of liver gallbladder issues here just by this little chart. We put the pieces together. You have trouble digesting fats?
I guess you could say that, yes.
And vitamin D says it's high. We could go back and look at that green sheet again. It's unusual to have vitamin D high. Calciferol, maybe taken with calcium, phosphorus, aids in absorption, and vitamin A. Well, look at this again. When you look at the beta carotene that we looked at with the vitamin C, the next step to beta carotene is vitamin A. I'm beginning to see a puzzle. Now, what the best thing people need here to be able to use all of this is to be a good detective. So we saw several things that look like they might be mineral related. So let's look at minerals. Also want to look up muscles. Here's another one that you're going to... Roger, is that your mic coming open? Mercury. When you have mercury high, you have trouble focusing quickly and sharply. Do you have that problem?
I do.
Selenium high. Likely not selenium high. Likely just not using. Selenium is used by your body to help detox, to help give oxygen, to help provide integrity to the cell walls. You get them, what's the best source of selenium? Brazil nuts, maybe.
Horsetail herb.
Horsetail herb? I was going to ask Richard what kind of herb he could get selenium in.
Yeah, horsetail. You could drink it as a tea.
Silymarin? Is that also silymarin?
No, that's milk thistle. No, horsetail is a specific, I don't know what its Latin name is, but it's just known as horsetail. It's one of the oldest plants on the planet. It's high in selenium, so you could just drink it as a tea. You could combine it with other things to make it, you know, a nice flavor. It's not bad flavor, it's just kind of neutral.
But here's the selenium. Now, look at the pieces falling together. Always take with vitamin A and beta carotene. Are you a smoker? Because that'll take the vitamin A and beta carotene. So look at how many times this comes up, this beta carotene in vitamin A. Boy, I'd really dig into that and see what's going on with it. Vitamin A is for the skin, your hair, your nails. I can't remember everything. But we'll go back and look at it. There's your zinc high. Remember that ability to taste and smell deals with zinc, so it looks like zinc is not being useful either. And we go down here, adequate levels of copper, calcium, phosphorus, selenium, vitamin A. I love how these puzzles fit together. And you can look at nutrients every day. It's great. You get these computer programs. If you join our Guardian, you get 3 or 4 of them. You go to your local health food store and say, I can show you how to sell nutrients to people in a better way, a more informed way. And you can show them what they need. Okay, I'm going to look at muscles. And let's look at what muscles are in stress for you. Well, I can't believe there's no muscles. See that fly through there real quick? No muscles? No way you don't have any muscles. There they are. This is weird. Buccinator, is that you? Because I wouldn't have expected that. Yep, that's you. The Buccinator is around your teeth. Like dogs have a really long Buccinator because their lips and teeth stick out. And then the rectus abdominis, that's from your pubic bone up your front. So that's showing stress.
Do you have any TMJ issues or jaw issues, Roger?
I have had in the past, but this is interesting about this rectus abdominis because that is the site of a major surgery years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of high there, which means there's a lot of tension there. And when there's a lot of tension here, it causes low back pain.
Yeah, yep.
Let me change this variance to 6 and see if we can find any more muscles. It might be that there's not very many muscles here. This is a good example of what it showed. We've got rectus abdominis high and low. So it's high on one side and low on the other. Even though it seems to be one muscle, it is not supportive equally on both sides.
Well,
I would have expected more. I would have expected there to be some issues with your legs.
There is.
But it's not showing up here. Let's look at amino acids, biochemicals, cell salts, fatty acids, because you had that carnitine issue. I would like to run you through Stiff Man program, too, because I suspect that's where a lot of this is going to come up. Wow, look at all of these different amino acids. They're all high. They likely don't have their cofactors. Methionine shows up twice, says exactly the same thing. So that means it's showing up twice, and you're not getting the methionine digested the way that you want it. So when you go back to the methionine here, a lot of times you don't have the enzyme. Now you can go to your local store, make sure it's a good brand. SAMI is the bioavailable form of methionine so that you can kind of jump over that problem by taking SAMI. That's what this whole thing helps you do, is see where your problems are. And you have, was it methionine out twice? Yes. Also, creatine monohydrate, exactly the same use. So that means that's here twice. And that's over here. I thought it was over here. Monohydrate. It's on this little map, I think. I've lost that little map. Anybody else see that? I don't see it. But you've got some issues here, the methionine and the glycine all work together for the dimethyl glycine. We only have one more minute. I can't believe it. We're going to go over, folks, just a little, if you can stand it. Gamma-linolenic acid, so he did have some fatty acids and stuff. Nerve growth factor, there's your pyruvic acid, and the ADP. So we need to fix your energy system first and then go in and fix what's going on with your methionine and glutathione. So let me find Stiff Man. Would you believe I don't have that software here? In Stiff Man Syndrome. I'm going to open the other Parkinson's program. We have two, P-A-R-K-I-N-S-O-N. It's called Parkinson's Influence, and this is after you get Parkinson's. And you can open any of these programs easily. Once you have all of the frequencies chosen, but I want to go back and look for stiff man syndrome. Roger, this is not a good thing to be telling you, but this is what's showing up in your chart. These are indicators of brain plaque. Purkinje cells, alpha synuclein cells, plaque. And you have it here, these Purkinje cells. I would jump on that immediately because that means the gene is there and it's been activated, the protein is there. This is working out right now in your body. So output motor coordination in the cerebral cortex. Find a practitioner. Call here. We'll help you with this. 6 million people have these kinds of brain plaques. Go to our In the News and look at the article about Robin Williams. We can teach all of you to do this for yourselves. That's our rose-colored wish for the world, and that's what we want to do. Go into our site, download this pastel folder, learn how to use it as a marketing tool for seeing clients, learn what's going on in this downloadable green sheet, download the textbook, learn to use these free softwares. This month, Alzheimer's, and also radiation and the profiler. But if you want to help us out, go to software, download this Parkinson's, and this video to show how to use it will be up in about an hour. I don't know what's happening to our communities and our minds, but GMOs and bad food, bad sex, bad thoughts, bad politics, bad water. Our brains are deteriorating. Let's stop it. When you look at Congress, there's four well-known congressional people who have Alzheimer's, and they're still in there working. Some of them say some pretty stupid things, like, you got to vote on this bill. And then you can read it. So I know this was a whirlwind, but we want this for everyone. Do you have any closing thoughts? This is so overwhelming for me, and I want it so much for everybody that it's bigger than something I can talk about. And go to our site and read the articles and see what's there. There's enough there for you to build a business. And if we can have a bioacoustic center in every community, we can change the health system of the United States. Guaranteed.
Boy, howdy. Are you playing music in the background?
Oh, somebody's calling me. They're being so thankless that they'd call me right at the end of a show.
That was amazing. And Roger, I don't know if this is your first time here, but you know, take a breath, breathe in. You know, Sherry will send you this information. Give the office a call tomorrow. There's great follow up. It's a lot of, you know, information when Sherry dives in and goes down the rabbit hole of wanting to figure something out. It's really an amazing thing to, you know, partake for your first time. And with that thought, everybody have a great rest of the week. Mm-hmm. We'll see you Sunday, but I can't tell you right now who we're talking to because I can't remember.
Me neither. Roger, send me your email address if you want me to send you these reports, and I will put mine in the chat for everybody so you can write to me. SherryEdwards@gmail.com. Oops, can't spell my own name. E-D-W-A-R-D-S.
Oh, boy.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Please stay in touch. Where are you, Roger? What state?
Wisconsin.
I don't think we have anybody in Wisconsin. Call tomorrow and talk to Hannah. She has a map, and there's a map online, too. But we need to get you to somebody.
Okay. Thanks,
right.
Jim.
Later, guys.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.